Arcanrein, mi arakiet om timarenti.
It's early in a new year.
Te vo manum ktige zoati am tona vo fau.
And it's a very appropriate that believers can celebrate what God has done and what he's going to do.
Artena met means in we ankalazani pinun zavatra nataon andriamanitra sisay mbola ataony.
I'm very excited about the new year.
Mientanientana pe any am ty taona vaovao ty.
Because there are these things that God's put in my heart that I know for this church he's planned.
Satri fantatro mintsy na misy zavatra apetra ny aty anatin'ny foko a ho an'izao fiangonana izao izay efa ataon'ny plan.
And normally we would start the year off with some, you know, motivating talk with big vision.
Te mazana manomboka ny taona ny olona amin'ny alalan'ny tengeza be fanentanana ho ana vinangeza be.
But actually today that's not what I'm going to preach about.
Kanefa androany dia tsy izay no torteno ataoko.
I was just captivated in my heart by this idea of how great God is.
Fa tena vo babo mihitsy ny aty anatin'ny fokony amin'ilay hevitra hoe Andriamanitra dia tena goavana, tena lehibe.
It's so easy to start the new year thinking about your own goals.
Tena mora be mihitsy ny manomboka ny taona mieritreritra hoe izao ny anany tanjoko.
The things you want to achieve this year.
Le zavatra tianao hotratrarina amin'ity taona ity.
Your vision for this new year.
Le vina izay anananao an'ity taona vaovao ity.
But I felt as a church we should begin the year by putting our attention on God.
Fa izaho mieritreritra hoe ho antsika mahafiangonana antsika dia tokony ho atombokantsika ny taona amin'ny alalan'ny fieritreretantsika an'ilay fahalehibiazan'Andriamanitra.
Late last year, we started a foundation series and I was teaching through some foundational topics. And as we go through that series, of course, there are going to be interruptions.
Tene pandianana teny tsika nanao lefa penarana mitoy a dia mazava ho azy fa misy ny zavatra ohatra ny hoe manimbatsembana an'ilay izy eny manapaka an'izay.
But I'm going to keep coming back to those topics.
Mbola hiverina mankany amin'ireny loha hevitra ireny ihany ahako.
We looked at salvation.
Mijery tsika an'ilay hoe famonjena.
And baptism in water.
Ny batisa amin'ny rano.
Baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Batisa amin'ny Fanahy Masina.
And the fourth part is the Father heart of God. And I felt it's a wonderfully appropriate topic to start the year on. Understanding God as Father is very important for us.
I mean,
you may ask, why is that a topic in a foundations course? I mean, we could make it more like a long teaching that looks at all the attributes of God. But it's the characteristic of a father that is the biggest way in which God reveals himself to us.
De tena anisan'ny zavatra lehibe izay noentina Andriamanitra nanehoany tenany tamintsika.
So his father heart is one of his characteristics.
Ka le hoe fo maharay anazy dia anisan'ilay toetrany anankiray.
But it's really the primary identity through which we relate to God.
Kanefa izany dia anisan'ny zavatra tena voalohany indrindra maisika antsika amin'ny fifandraisantsika amin'Andriamanitra.
The Bible teaches us to relate to God as our Father in heaven.
Ny Baiboly mampianatra antsika hoe tokony hifandray amin'Andriamanitra antsika amin'ilay hoe
and that's a magnificent idea. It's such a big idea that it'll take you your whole life to really work out how to work that through. See, some of us would rather learn academically that God is powerful and God is wise. Because that way you can worship him at a distance.
Satiam say no afakam mitsaukaz na mekoka mnazi real after.
God, I'll do enough that you're happy.
And the manto atokse ampia mafale now.
I'll try to be a good person.
Yeza kamba no utunga bulla tsara.
Just don't strike me with anything, just bless me from a distance. But what God puts forward is that He's a father. And a father relates to us on different terms. So who you think you're dealing with when it comes to God, that's a very important question. Because how you relate to God will affect everything about how you do work out your faith. So this morning we're going to just have an introduction. I'm
going
to ask why God as Father, why does He ask us to relate to Him like that?
And
then I'm
going
to ask you a question, what motivates you to serve God?
Then
we're going to look at some scriptures about God as a father. And then we conclude. So the first scripture I want us to turn to is in Matthew chapter 7. And it's from verse
9
to
11. Go ahead, read
it.
Ariza mu amnareu, rangatan sanan mufnuan meas vatu, arangatanias and ranuan meas menaran, kuarayanareu nati ratias, malalan mesa vatsuan sanakareu, tsmaika fan rainaruzean in dantanu, and mesa vatsuan se mangata kam.
Let's pray. Father, we need to know you. Speak to our hearts this morning. I pray, God, that you'll break something open for people here. That you'll open us, set us free. In Jesus' name. There's a profound text that we just looked at is profound. God actually says that He's a better father than we are. And you have a father or you are a father. And God says, you already know how to do good in this relationship, how to give good gifts. But He describes these fathers as evil. You being evil, what He means is you are corrupted by sin. And it's true, sometimes if I give my child a gift, it's because I want him to like me or obey me. Sometimes you give someone something because you want to exert control over them. It's not freely given. It's like, I'll love you if you love me back. I did this for you, you've got to do something for me. Nevertheless, you still give good gifts. We still care about our children. But what God's saying is, even more than the best of the best in us is what He is like.
Den tinandriamandro tenena hoe mbola mihoatra lavitra noho izay mety hoe tsara indrindra amintsika izy.
So I start with that text.
De io andalatsoratra masina io nanomboako azy.
Because I want you to think about God as a father.
Satria tiako nareo hieritreritra an'Andriamanitra hoe ray izy.
And many of us need this biblical truth.
De be da be amintsika mila ny fahamarinana ara-baiboly io.
Because we struggle to know how to respond to God.
Satria tsika sahirana hoe ahoana ireo fomba havaliko an'Andriamanitra.
Because of sin, many of us feel unworthy of His love.
Satria no ny fahotana de be da be amintsika ny meritreritra sa tsy mendrika ny fitiavany.
And you struggle to believe that He truly does love you. This can happen also because of how you grew up.
We
grow up in broken families that have pain and sin. You don't even always understand your earthly father. What must I do to get your approval? Why don't you understand me? You're not listening to what I was saying. How many of us haven't had difficulties with earthly fathers? And you come into a broken world where you feel like you have to earn love. And yet if we start to examine how God behaved with Jesus, His love was unconditional. The Father did not love the Son based on the Son's performance. This, you remember when Jesus was baptized? And the Holy Spirit came down on him. And a voice came from heaven, and you heard God the Father saying, "This is my Son in whom I am pleased." What made your earthly Father pleased with you? When you did the right things, you stayed at home and obeyed, you helped with the household chores, you did well at school, now my dad's pleased with me. We're always connecting what we're doing to getting approval. Some of you young ladies take that attitude into your first relationship with a boy or a man. And young men can be manipulative. They can say, "You must do this for me, and then I'll love you. Or if you love me, you'll do this." You come under this pressure to do something in order to earn this love and acceptance. But Jesus had done nothing. He had done no ministry, no miracle.
Jesus never tsumbulana nao ninina, tsumbulana nao fagagana, tsumbulana nao asa fanompoana.
And the Father speaks over His Son and says, "This is the one that pleases me."
Ten tamin'ny Andriamanitra niteny teo ambony niteny hoe ity le mahafaly anahy, ity le ankasitrahako.
See, God's love is actually greater than human love.
Ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra raha ny tena izy tena hoe goavana noho ny fitiavan'olombelona.
It's a perfect love and it's always undeserved.
Aleha izy dia fitiavana tanteraka tonga lavatra zavatra hoe tsy mendrika ny azahoana anazy.
Meaning you're not worthy of it.
Dikan'izay hoe tsy mendrika an'ilay izy ianao.
And so you can never earn it.
Ka dikan'izay hoe tsy misy ninina mihitsy ny tokony ho ataonao amin'izay ianao mahazo an'ilay izy.
Because then God would owe you something. He would be giving you his love as a payment.
Satria raha izay ny zava-misy dia ohatrany hoe anananao zany Andriamanitra hoe le fitiavana iny zany a omeny anao tahaka ny hoe karamanao.
But God will never owe anyone anything.
Kanefa n'Andriamanitra dia tsy tokony ho ananan'iza n'iza zavatra izany.
So you could never earn his love, he will always give it to you freely.
Ka tsy misy hoe zavatra ataonao zany hoe hoentinao azahoana an'izay fitiavana izay fa omeny maimaim-poana le izy.
That's the introduction to this idea of God's heart as a father.
Say le fampidirana ny amin'ny hevitra hoe Andriamanitra ray a Andriamanitra dia ray.
That he has an unconditional love that is not deserved but he gives it.
Dia izy manana fitiavana tsisy fepetra tsy mendrika an'ilay izy sika kanefa omeny le izy.
God designed the family unit.
Andriamanitra no nanamboatra na hoe nampisy ny fianakaviana.
In Genesis, when he made Adam and Eve,
tany amin'ny Genesis rehefa nanamboatra ny Adama sy Eva izy,
he created family.
Dia nanamboatra nahary fianakaviana izy.
And you may ask, why does God come to us as a father?
Dia mety anontanitenana hoe dia ahoana ny fomba hoe hidiran'Andriamanitra hoe ray izy amintsika.
But it's actually the whole idea of a father on earth is actually because of the Father in heaven.
De fanevitra le hoe ray etỳ ambonin'ny tany a raha ny tena izy dia noho ilay ray izay any an-danitra.
What I mean is this, God was a father before he even created anything.
Ny zavatra tiako tenenina dia izao hoe Andriamanitra dia efa ray melohany nanamboarany ninina.
He didn't first create family on earth and then think, oh, they understand fathers because they've got a father, so let me pretend to be a father.
Zanwetsy hoe akory nanamboatra ny fianakaviana izy aloha dia avy izy tena hoe ohatra ny azony tsara kosa le hoe ah ray izy ohatra izao andeha koa mba ho ray ka.
In other words, he's not just pretending to be a father to us.
Zanwera tenentsika amin'ny teny hafa tsy hoe modimody manao hoe ray izy ho antsika.
The very fact that fathers exist at all anywhere is because God is a father.
Fa ny tena hoe antony mampisy aleo hoe ray na iza eto ambonin'ny tany a dia satria izy efa ray.
And when he created, he wanted this good representation of a good father.
Arefa nahary izy dia ny zavatra tiany izy dia hoe fanehoana an'le hoe maharay tsara an'ilay ray tsara.
But sin came in.
Kanefa tafiditra amin'ny fahotany.
And broke down family right from the beginning.
Dia nanimba an'le fianakaviana tonga dia teo amin'le voalohany indrindra mihitsy.
I think of Adam and Eve's children.
Nieritreritra ny zanaka Adama sy Eva ako.
And the one murders the other.
Le anankiray namono an'le anankiray.
And he gets banished.
They have chosen and then
by God. It's a brokenness right from the beginning. And today we're suffering the same effects. So right from the beginning when I start speaking about God as a father, some of us, we're not sure what that really means.
Tam vo nanomboka zao ohatra hoe niteny ako hoe Andriamanitra dia ray dia mety nisy nieritreritra
because
tsanjoko tsara ohatra inona ny hevitro izany.
On earth, sin has broken so much of a father-child relationship.
Satria ety ambonin'ny tany dia be mihitsy ny fifandraisan'ny ray sy ny zanaka izay simba.
There could be sexual abuse.
Mety nisy a fanararaotana ara-pananahana.
If that happened to you, your father maybe physically abused you.
Tsaiko no mety nitranga taminao izany mety hoe nirainao nanararaotranao arabatana.
It's very difficult to think of a father as something good.
Dia sarotra be ny eritreritra hoe le ray dia zavatra tsara.
There's family suicides, people killing people.
Misy ihany koa famonoana olona mihitsy ny ao anatin'ny fianakaviana.
Adultery, divorce.
Misy fijangajangana, fisarahampanambadiana.
Alcoholism.
Misy fisotroana.
People that are unstable and uncaring.
Ary misy olona tena hoe tsy mijoro tsara, tsy mikarakara.
And so many people enter the world thinking a father is not actually a great thing. But God, our Father in heaven, is a perfect father.
Falai andremanta rai tsika any andant te tena rai tonga lavatra.
The Bible speaks about him being compassionate.
Ni baibol te miresaka hoe izy a de tena be fitiavana, onena.
That he knows us.
Hoe mahafantatra tsara tsika izy.
And yet he commits to us and he never walks away.
Ary de tena manoka tena ho antsika mihitsy izy ary tsy miala mihitsy izy.
He's never in a bad mood.
Tsy misy mihitsy izy ka hoe ohatrany hoe tsy de ao tsara.
He's never abusive.
Tsy manararoatra izany mihitsy izy.
He gives good gifts.
Manome fanomezana tsara izy.
And he treats us gently.
Ary de tena mikarakara antsika ampahalefahana mihitsy izy.
In Psalm 103 it says he knows that we are made of dust.
Arana amin'ny salam fa telo ambizato izy dia miteny mihitsy hoe ary fantany fa vovokitsika vovoka ny nanamboarana antsika.
And yet he treats us lovingly.
Na izany aza nefa dia tena ampitiavana no karakarany antsika.
So God is a different kind of father from any father you've ever seen, but he's the father you've always dreamed of.
Kan andriamanitra zany dia hafa be mihitsy amin'ilay ray izay mety hoe karazana ray efa hitanao kanefa izy ilay ray izay tena hoe nofinofisinao mba ho ananana.
He's a perfect father.
Ray tonga lafatra na hoe tanteraka izy.
If you ask him for bread, would he give you a stone?
Raha angataka mofo enao hanome vato anao izy.
What does that scripture tell you?
Inona ary ny teny izany teny izany ho tenenina amintsika?
You can trust him.
Afaka matoky azy enao.
He's not going to trick you.
Tsy hamitapitaka anao izy.
He's not going to deceive you.
Tsy hamitaka anao izy.
So the idea of the father comes from God who is a perfect father.
Kale hevitra hoe ray a dia tonga avy any amin'ilay ray izay ray tonga lafatra.
And it impacts us in the question of what motivates you to serve God.
Ary zany dia misy fetraikany amin'ity amintsika amin'ilay fanontaniana hoe inona ary ny manosika antsika anompontsika an'Andriamanitra.
What do I mean here?
Inona ary ny tiako tenenina eo?
As a Christian, you know that you are someone who's a worshipper of God. You believe, and then you say, I'm going to serve you. I'm
going
to worship you. But how you serve and worship God will be deeply affected by your understanding of him. If you don't see his father heart, you will treat him more as a master than a father.
Raha ohatra tsy hitanao ilay fo maharay anazy a dia ho raisinao tahaka ny hoe mpampiasa izy a fa tsy na hoe tompo mpampiasa fa tsy ray.
You will serve out of fear.
Dia anompo ianao a amin'ny alalan'ny tahotra.
Thinking, I want to do what's right so I don't get into trouble with God.
Hoe ataoko izay mety amin'izay a tsy hidoiran-doza amin'Andriamanitra.
I'm afraid that if I don't go to church, God will stop caring for me.
Matahotra hoe sao dia rehefa tsy makany am-piangonana ary ahako dia mijanona koa Andriamanitra tsy mikarakara anahy.
I prayed because I didn't want God to be angry with me.
Mivavaka satria tsy tiako tezitra amiko Andriamanitra.
What motivates you to serve God?
Inona ny manosika anao anomponao an'Andriamanitra?
Is it fear?
Tahotra ve?
Or are you deeply secure, completely at peace?
Sa ianao tena hoe mahazo antoka lalina mihitsy tena hoe manana fiadanam-po tanteraka.
Do you do things that are good in order to try and appease God?
Manao zavatra hoe izay hitanao hoe tsara ve ianao satria te anao zavatra hoentinao ahafaly an'Andriamanitra ianao.
If you think about it carefully,
raha tena eritreretinao tsara ilay izy a,
there are generally two ways that people serve God.
Dia tena hoe fomba anakiroa ny tena fomba anomponin'ny olona an'Andriamanitra.
Either as a son or as a slave.
Na amahazanaka na amahandevina hoe mpanompo.
Either because you're afraid or because you actually just love him and you're secure.
Na enao matawat. Na enao tena hoe amahazo antoka tanteraka enao a tena manana fietanam-po enao.
And most of us begin our journey actually with some degree of orphan spiritedness.
You
think God doesn't really love and accept me completely unless I do the things that please Him. And so you start to do your ministry and your service as a way to try and earn God's approval.
And
in the prodigal son story, most of us are like the older brother who's actually been doing all these things. And we're all the time trying to please a dad who's already opened his heart to us. You think, if I prayed longer, then things would go better, God would bless me.
And
that older brother comes with that mentality. And when he sees the father lavishing love on the younger brother who was a rebel, he says to the father, I've done everything you asked of me.
And
I never saw you throw a party for me. And the father says, my son, everything I have is yours. What he's actually saying is, You think you're living on the outside of my blessing, but I've never closed the door to you.
You've
always been accepted and you're working as if you have to earn it.
He's
saying, what I have is yours. It's always been yours. It wasn't something you worked your way up to. Jesus does the same thing with his disciples in John chapter 15-17. He says, what I have, I give to you. All that I have is yours. He comes and he gives something that we think we have to earn. Do you think you have to fix your life before God will accept you? Do you think God will love you more the more religious things you do for Him? The Bible teaches that that's not true. That God actually accepts you because of Jesus. Jesus comes and makes you acceptable to God. And then the beginning of our relationship with God starts with this grand truth that God has chosen and adopted us. So I'm going to run through some things, go through some points about what the Bible says about God.
Like,
what kind of a father is this? He's an adopting father. In Ephesians 1 verse
5,
it said he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will. I'm not sure.
Nananga nanaka amin'ny alalan'i Jesosy Kristy izy araka izay ankasitrahany fony.
So God in his will,
izany hoe Andriamanitra tao amin'ny sitrapony,
he chose us,
nifidy atsika,
he planned it that he would adopt us,
nanao plan izy hoe anangana atsika ho zanaka.
And that's what he does. Because from there we read other texts that tells us he gives us a spirit that cries Father. In other words, not only does he tell us about it, but it's done.
Tsy hoe miteny amintsika fotsiny izany hoe ho ataony ho atsangany ho zanakatsika fa tena hoe ny fitahiny tena tanteraka mihitsy ilay izy.
As a Christian, the cry of your heart to God becomes Father.
Amma kristiana ny hiky amin'ny fonao tokony ho lasa hoe ray.
You in relationship with him and he is your father.
Lasa manana fifandraisana aminy ianao dia rainao izy.
And with that comes an inheritance.
Dia miaraka amin'izany koa.
You know what I love about the Lord's Prayer? It starts, "Our Father who art in heaven." He's your Father, he's my Father, he's our Father. And we worship him, "Hallowed be your name." We say, "Let your kingdom come, let your will be done." Because it's a good will, it's a good kingdom. And then before we've done any introspection, we haven't looked at the condition of our hearts, we haven't made ourselves right.
We
say, "Give us this day our daily bread." Don't you love the presumption? It's like bold. My kids walk into my home like they own the place. They don't wait for an invitation to sit in the living room. It's their home. They sit on the couch there. If they're messing stuff up and putting their dirty feet on the furniture, I might say, "Sit properly or
wash." But
they don't walk in like this. Can I sit here? They never ask me.
And then,
comes time for supper. What's for supper? Don't you love it? That's basically what the Lord's Prayer is showing us. God, have your way and give us our daily bread. And after that it says, "Forgive us our sins as we've forgiven." It doesn't start with, "First clean yourself up and then you'll be accepted." It starts with, "What's for supper?" It starts with, God, you're my provider. Give me what I need. It's right that you expect God to be a father if He says, I'm your father.
Tena met tsara ny andrandranao an'Andriamanitra ho rainao raha fanteny taminao izy hoe rainao izy.
A father provides for his children.
Ny ray dia mamatsy ho an'ny zanany.
And the children should expect it. They shouldn't have to beg from their parents.
Ary ny zanaka dia tokony andrandra ny zanany fa tsy tokony hoe ho mpangataka amin'ny ray aman-dreniny.
My kids don't come to the table and say, please, can I have some supper?
Tsy hoe tonga eo amin'ny latabatra ny zanako dia miteny zaho ve azafady indrindra mba afaka mahazo sakafo.
I've washed my hands and my feet and my face.
Efa sasako tsara ny tanako sy ny tongotro sy ny tarehako.
I put on my best clothes.
Efa nanaovako ny akanjoko tsara indrindra.
I hope you'll give me some supper today.
Tena manan-tena mihitsy hoe mba omenao sakafo hariva androany.
But some of us treat God like that.
I went
to church, I put on my good clothes, and I prayed a lot.
Please
bless me. No, but the Lord's Prayer says, give us this day our daily bread. It's a bold expectation because He is our Father in heaven. Some of us are vulnerable in life. Life is made, our lives are not strong. When the Bible speaks of the kind of father God is, it says He is a father to the fatherless.
Ary ny Baiboly dia miresaka hoe karazana ray tahaka ny ahoana moa Andriamanitra. Izao ny tenenany azy hoe izy dia ray ho an'ireo izay tsy manandray.
It puts lonely people in a family. He protects widows and orphans. That's the father heart of God.
He
cares for the weak. He keeps His covenant. He keeps His promises. He's faithful. He's never unfaithful. He never breaks His word. He always keeps His promise.
He's
a perfectly trustworthy father.
Ray tonga lavatra azo ametrahana fitokisana tanteraka izy.
We disappoint our children often.
Tsika mazana mandiso fanantenana ny zanakitsika.
It's like your child says, won't you come and watch me do this?
Ohatra hoe ny zanakitsika mitena avy mba jereo aho manao an'ity zavatra ity.
We're like, I'm coming, just give me 5 minutes.
De ho izy tsika, ho avy aho, 10 minutes fotsiny a.
And then we never go. Sometimes we go. But if God says, I'm for you, He's for you. He will never abandon us. He will never fail us. He will never leave us. He will never disappoint us. But more than this, He's a father who gives reward. So He accepts us unconditionally. He never pays us a wage. Because we don't work for Him. We do things for Him, worship. But we're not His employees. We serve as sons. So what you receive is not a wage or a payment, it's a reward. It's In Matthew 6 verse 6,
Anamni Matthew tuk fayen andin fayen.
It says, when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
De uzi ze fayenao kusaram favaka te midira ao amin'ny efitranonao ka rehefa vorindrinao varavarana te mivavaha amin'ny rainao izay ao amin'ny mangingina ary ny rainao izay mahita ao amin'ny mangingina no amaly anao.
So when I pray, I'm not praying because I have to pay a debt or I need a salary. I'm not praying in order to earn approval from God. I pray because I'm talking to my Father. And out of that, the Bible says, God will reward you.
Ary ao anatin' izany hoe ny Bible hoe izy no amaly anao na hoe amaly soa anao.
He's a generous father.
Ray, malala tanana.
And you know, I can tell if someone has a good revelation of God as father.
Za tena afaka mahita raha ohatra misy olona hoe tena tena nahazo fanambarana izany hoe Andriamanitra dia ray izany le olona.
I listen to their prayer.
Enoko tsara mivavaka atony.
We're standing in a group maybe praying.
Or I'm
in a church and I listen to someone pray. And they have to put on a special voice. Oh Lord. Great God.
Like,
and the Lord's like, I'm right here. You don't have to shout at me. I'm your father. I'm not an idol that you have to conjure up some spiritual response from. You know, like those prophets of Baal that were trying to make their gods respond. Whipping themselves, crying out. But Jesus, when he spoke to his father, he said, Father, I know that you always hear me. In a normal voice,
in a normal,
not a religious voice. And he said, I'm doing this so that they can see how it works. Father, won't you bless this bread? And then he breaks it and feeds a multitude.
Then vakin le move then na mate and leva woka peta peis na man and sharu.
But he didn't have to go, oh God, if you will come through.
But severe nearly the good 100 man draw rumba wave now.
I hope you can hear.
Satan a man and ten amins a wemba, but come on, you know.
No, he spoke to his father.
Andresaka tam rainis.
If you feel you have to put on special words. In a special voice. Just try it on your earthly dad first and see how he responds. See, if God says he's a father, he's not joking, he's a father.
And
do I suggest that we can become casual or overly familiar? Not at all. There are times I'll get on my knees before God because He's also Almighty God to me. And I'm not on my knees though trying to manipulate him. I'm on my knees in awe of him.
He's
a prayer answering father.
rai pamal vavak.
He has a reward, but he also answers.
Iz manana val su kanefa manana valin watsike kuiz.
In Luke 11 verse 9 and 10 it says, I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, it will be opened.
Ani amin'ny Luka toko faraky ambin'ny folo andininy fahasivy izy milaza hoe aroa izao aminareo mangata dia omeny ianareo mitadiava dia ahita ianareo domidomy dia ho voana ianareo fa izay rehetra mangataka ny mahazo ary izay mitady ny mahita ary izay mandondona no ho voana.
God hears.
Maheno Andriamanitra.
God's heart is open.
Misokatra ny fon'Andriamanitra.
We ask,
mangataka tsika,
and we should believe that we will receive.
De tokony intsika hoe ahazo.
Sometimes when I've asked, the answer has been no.
Indray rehefa manontany ana hoe mangataka dia nivalana dia tonga dia hoe aha.
In other words, God is just like a real father.
Raha tenenina miteny hafa dia hoe tena ohatran'le dada, tena izy mihitsy Andriamanitra.
I know there are times my kids ask, can I watch more TV?
Indray manko ohatra hoe nijanako izao manontany anao hoe izay ve mbola afaka mijery film betsabetsaka indray?
The answer is no.
Dia mivalina hoe aha.
Why?
Nahoana?
You're so mean, Dad.
Dada kosa rangaratsy fanahy.
I know what's good for you.
Aha, mifantatro ny tsara ho anareo.
More TV is going to make you dumb.
Le hoe hijanona elaela mijery tele eo atondrona anareo.
Sometimes we're asking God for something and he doesn't give it to us. But he's a father who's got our best interests in his mind.
Psalm
37 verse
4.
It says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. God's not stingy and withholding. He's giving. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. But you must delight in him above all things. See, otherwise, often the desires of our hearts are idolatrous desires. God is a giving father. He's a forgiving father. He's also forgiving. God forgives us.
Okay.
So he's generous in giving, but he's also generous in how he forgives us.
He
says, if you come and you confess your sins, I'll forgive you.
In
1 John 1 verse
9.
If you go and you look at that text, it's unconditional. God as a father doesn't make us go through a kind of penance or a punishment before he gives forgiveness. So if you've messed up, if you've sinned, the question is, how quickly will God accept me back again? Well, firstly, he's never rejected you. You're his son or his daughter. So when you turn to God and say, I'm sorry, I sinned. If you confess your sin, he is faithful to forgive you. He doesn't say, oh, first, wash the car. Then cut the grass. Then clean the garden. stay outside.
Dem janna ne tuktane
lu. And if you're lucky, by supper time there'll be food.
Tera ora ka tena tena ma tsara sonsa tsara no de mahasaka fariva.
You don't work your way back into God's approval.
Tsue mis fumba atono wa lui verena no makany amfanekena andriamanitra nao.
You come like the prodigal son, the younger brother.
Fatunge no taka lay zanaka tala lay le farala.
And at that moment that you've turned back to God and said, Father, I sinned. He's like, oh, my son. You're forgiven. This is why Jesus died. We will never be perfect enough. But Jesus' blood is enough to cover our sin. So when we turn to God, we find His arms are open wide. Does this mean that he's soft? He's like weak? No, in Hebrews it says he disciplines his sons. Hebrews 12 verse 6 says the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. How does that work? Well, the Holy Spirit is very much involved in our hearts. And when we sin and we know that the Father's grieved, He's not rejecting us, but He's disappointed. When we come back into the arms of God, He will always receive us. But He might say, wow, you made some dumb decisions. And He leads our life through trials and difficulties that are designed to produce good in us.
He
uses circumstances to break us. To break our rebellious pride. I mean, if a guy is a Christian and he goes into business, and then he just becomes a millionaire with tons of money, and he thinks how great I am, and his character is unfashioned and undeveloped, and he's proud and arrogant. Another guy goes into business and he struggles. Succeeds for a while, then fails. And then after a while he turns to God. Why, Lord, is it so tough? Why is it so hard? God doesn't care about your success, He cares about your character. He said, I don't need you to be rich, I need you to be holy.
Tsy hoe tiako ianao lasa panakarena fa tiako ianao lasa masina.
And sometimes we think God's being mean to us, but he's actually working to produce good in us.
Indray tsika mieritreritra hoe manao ratsy fanahy be amintsika Andriamanitra, kanefa izy dia miasa izy mba hamokatra zavatra tsara ao amintsika.
His discipline is just like that.
Dia ohatran'izay ihany koa ilay fitsipika, fitsipim-pifezana izay ataony.
We shouldn't despise it. We shouldn't take it as rejection. It's not rejection, it's love.
Tetsy tokony atao tsika tsinotsinona ilay izy na eritreretintsika hoe fa fandavan'Andriamanitra antsika tsy izay fa tena fitiavana antsika.
And he's a loving father.
Ary izy dia ray be fitiavana.
In Romans 8, verse 35-39.
Any amin'ny Romanina toko fahavalo andinin'ny fahadimy amby telopolo ka hatramin'ny fahasivy amby telopolo. Dia manao hoe iza no hasaraka antsika amin'ny fitiavan'i Kristy? Fa oriana va? Sa fahantrana? Sa fanenjehana? Sa mosary? Sa fitanjahana? Sa loza? Sa sabatra? Araka ny voasoratra hoe fanonony aminao no namononanay mandrakariva, toy ny ondry vonona no fijery anay. Kanefa amin'izany rehetra izany dia manoatra noho ny mpandresy isika amin'ny alalan'ilay ti atsika. Fa matoky aho fa na fahafatesana na fiainana na anjely na ireo fanapahana na zavatra kehitriny na zavatra ho avy na hery na any ambony na any ambany na inona amin'izao zavatra ary rehetra izao dia tsy hahasaraka antsika amin'ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra izay ao amin'i Kristy Jesosy tompontsika.
Romans chapter 8 ends with the statement that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Now,
if you had time and you looked at the rest of the chapter, you would see that it speaks of our adoption.
Tera manana fotoana ianao ka hijery ny ambiny io andalatsoratra masiny io dia miresaka momba ny fananganana antsika ho zanaka le izy.
That we are co-heirs with Christ.
Hoe isika dia mpiara-mandova amin'i Kristy.
That we're included because of Jesus.
Hoe isika dia nampidirina ho isany nohony amin'i Jesosy.
And those the foundation for that truth stands upon Christ. So all these promises, these facts, that nothing can separate you from the love of God is because you have been adopted into his family. Because of what Jesus did. And so for us as believers, we get to walk in relationship with our Heavenly Father.
Afaka miara-mandeha tsika amin'ny fifandraisana hoe miara-mandeha amin'Andriamanitra raintsika izay any an-danitra.
And it's such a strong relationship.
Ary fifandraisana tena mafy izany.
He is my father, he will always be my father.
Raiko izy ary raiko foana izy.
Nothing can separate me from the love of God.
Tsy misy ninina hasaraka anahy amin'ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra.
There's nothing compares to that. No other religion can come close.
Tsy misy afaka ampitahaina amin'izany, tsy misy fomba pivavahana afaka hoe anakaikaika an'izany fivavahana hafa.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Rainay izy any an-danitra.
Our Father, we are his. We belong to him.
Atsika ny raintsika, anazitsika, anazitsika.
Let's pray.
Andotsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word to us. I pray for each person in this room that we would receive this truth. That we would believe that your love is true. That we would put our faith in Jesus and his atoning work on the cross, that we would receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. We love you, Lord.
Tinai ano tumpo.
Thank you for this.
Msota peta kani amzani.
Thank you that you are our Father.
Msota peta kafarai nai ano.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Utainandre mantnaru.
Welcome to stay and have some tea and coffee.
The assigned ticket should cafe stipe.